Don't you always want to be the best you can be?
The Frankie Boyer Show.
What is this?
It's more than a lifestyle show.
It's a show about living in today's world.
I think something is happening.
Frankie enthusiastically brings an amazing, eclectic mix to the airwaves.
You got that right.
One of the reasons she's earned legions of loyal fans is very simple. When you listen to the Frankie Boyer Show, you just never know what's going to happen next.
So listen for yourself.
Here is Frankie Boyer.
And welcome. It is so nice to have you with us right here on Biz Talk Radio. And it is Martin Luther King's birthday today. We celebrate this man to honor his legacy and shine a light on civil rights, on our freedoms. And I'm so thrilled to have with us. She has been educating us. We have had the most extraordinary time with Patricia Gentile, getting educated about the IRS, what our rights are, what freedoms we have. And yes, we have a lot of them. So I welcome Patricia, tax attorney, CPA, with over 26 years experience in taxpayer defense, representation, and resolution service. And we have breaking news today, breaking news. And this is why you all need Patricia Gentile. This is why we need to have her on the show on a regular basis. And Patricia, you have breaking news that happened on January 8th, just a few days ago. And welcome. Welcome as always.
Oh, thank you, Frankie. My pleasure to be on. And yes, it is breaking news. And you know, it usually is when the IRS's National Taxpayer Advocate does her annual report to Congress. And that's what happened on January 8th of this year. Currently, we have an acting National Taxpayer Advocate, Bridget Roberts. And because the former National Taxpayer Advocate, Nina Olson, after, maybe about 18 years, retired in July, and she gave her annual report to Congress, and now the acting National IRS Taxpayer Advocate, Bridget Roberts, has released hers on January 8th, just so that our listeners, your listeners, know what the Taxpayer Advocate Service is. It's an independent organization that's within the IRS. It gives free assistance to taxpayers in resolving, you know, an IRS problem. However, this report, Frankie, states that one of the things it states is that the IRS has inadequate taxpayer service and is among the lowest performing federal agencies and providing a positive customer service.
And wow. Wow. This is crazy. This is absolutely. Okay, wait a minute. Let's take this down just a moment. So what you're telling me is that those of us that are in distress as it is, and you know and I know, wait a minute, we have to talk about this. When the letter comes from the IRS, do you all just like, now what? Oh my gosh. There is a moment when we are all terrified. Whether we've done nothing wrong or not, we're terrified. So
now
you're telling us that when we go to call the IRS, when we have issues, we are not going to get customer service, we're not possibly not going to get resolution, and that's why we need experts like you, Patricia, to help us navigate, because it was always difficult, but now they're publicly saying. So go on. I did interrupt you, but I wanted to just talk about how important it is for all of us to understand that if we have a problem, years ago you could pick up the phone, you could reach a human being, and probably get resolution. Not so easy today.
You're absolutely right, and I appreciate you just you know, putting it out there like you just did, because everyone's experience, for the most part, I don't know too many people, the taxpayers, who don't have the experience that you described. All my clients have. They wouldn't be my clients unless they were in a position where their case didn't get resolved. They didn't get any resolution. They were being intimidated by an IRS employee, or they were just plain intimidated and had great amount of anxiety, and the last thing they're going to want to do is handle this by themselves. But I'll give you an example of even something very, what you might consider straightforward. A new client of mine was explaining to me why she actually got in touch with me is because she had been handling her own installment agreement with the IRS, setting that up, having that, being in compliance, going forth with that. She needed to modify the agreement. And recently she had called the IRS, because they tell you if you need to make changes or modifications or discuss this with us, you know, they give you the phone number on your installment agreement to do that. So she went ahead and did that. She said she spoke with a very nice person, IRS, you know, representative, and they're an employee. They give you an employee ID number and their name. And so she went ahead with explaining what she needed to modify on her installment agreement. The person took notes like they're supposed to. You can hear them typing in the background when you're talking to them on the phone. And she was told she didn't need to make her next installment agreement payment because the one she wants to modify that right now, and so she doesn't need to make the one that's in currently in agreement while a manager approval is done. So this employee is submitting her notes and assuring my client that she's going to submit the notes to the manager for review and approval, and she should hear, usually they tell you when you're modifying an installment agreement and doing this, about 2 weeks. Within 2 weeks you hear either from the representative themselves, they'll call you directly, or you're going to get your modified installment agreement in the mail. However, okay, that didn't happen. And my client waited at least a month, if not more, longer, and called back. And in the meantime, she's in default of the installment agreement that's currently in effect because a modified one hasn't been approved and, you know, posted, so to speak, in the system. So the system automatically recognizes that you didn't make a payment, and now you've got that issue that shows up. And she did call. She talked to another person, another employee, who said, yes, I see the notes right here in the system. I see when you called. I see what, you know, everything about that. However, literally, the ball got dropped. The employee that my client spoke with in the first place did not follow through and pass the
which
information
happens, yeah,
to a manager for approval.
That's why
so
this is so critical, this conversation, because what we're doing is we're taking down all of the red tape. You know, we're exposing a part of the IRS that many people listening to this today were not aware of. Many people listening were not may not be aware that the taxpayer advocate service is an independent organization within the IRS. Many people don't realize that.
And it's free.
And it's free.
But the problem in further reading the taxpayer advocate's report, another challenge that the IRS has right now is lack of funding. And
right.
So who knows how easy or how challenging it can be for a taxpayer now to even get in touch with a taxpayer advocate in your
Absolutely.
Local area.
Absolutely, and that's why we need to give out your information. We have to take a quick break. Patricia Gentile, tax attorney, CPA with over 26 years experience. She's in the trenches with you. That's what she does. So give out your phone number and how people can reach you with your website.
Sure. My phone number is 1-800-880-8388. And my website is GentileCPALaw.com.
We'll be right back. It's Frankie Boyer. This is Biz Talk Radio. Stay tuned.